pretty sneaky, aren't you, huh? Think you were light as a feather, but... Bloody trolley, come on! Hello, it's your friendly rival top secret institution that's definitely better than you. Come on, you. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? I haven't run away just yet. Dr. Martha Jones.
Please don't use my full name. Makes me think there's trouble.
Well, if I've rocked up, there's got to be trouble. It's been a while.
Yeah. You're looking well.
So are you. Is that a new lab coat?
Oh, yeah. I really make the standard issue look work, don't I?
All you're missing is one of those lovely red hats. Where's the Berry Brigade tonight? Nobody asked me for my credentials. Could have been anybody driving up here. You lot getting sloppy.
Yeah. If you really were a threat, you wouldn't have made it past the gates. I'm the only one left on duty now. We wrapped up with the other casualties 4 hours ago.
Sorry to keep you on. I do appreciate this.
Ah, it's all right. I'll consider this my leaving gift from Torchwood.
What? You're leaving?
Yeah.
Unit? For good?
Oh, no. I'm just moving stations. Tonight's my last night in Hereford.
We only just found out you were back in the country.
It's been a few months now. I called you guys, left a message.
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm sure I did.
Sorry, must have missed that. Can't get the staff, huh? Pterodactyl ate the answer phone once. Maybe it happened again.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, let's get on with this. Caucasian male, late teens, deceased.
And I need to know what killed him. Not exactly a bottle of fizz, but... Happy last day.
Here. Where did you get the wheels from, by the way?
We now have a body trolley in the SUV as standard. Says a lot about our line of work, doesn't it?
How's the team holding up?
Yeah, well... Well, you know, I still miss them. Even after all this time.
Look, I'm sorry that I didn't, your Christmas do.
Oh, a very jolly affair. Turned into a bit of a siege when the waitresses got outed as Dravins.
Didn't get your message then, either.
It's still just the three of you, or...
Jack keeps talking about new recruits. I think we both know there's someone he's particularly interested in bringing on board.
Uh-huh.
So, why are you all alone tonight, base this size? Should be more of you on shift.
Oh, there's a nearby incident that requires everyone on duty to go and investigate. Everyone except me.
Oh, Christ. Sounds serious.
Nope. It's my secret leaving party. They're amassed at the Dog and Duck, and they'll give me a call in, if they're sticking to their spreadsheet, 47 minutes.
Do you want to practice your surprise face?
No, I've got that on point. Don't worry. It's been a bit awkward. I've been bouncing around so much, I don't really know the team here.
Well, nice of them to throw you a party, though.
They ought to know that I don't do surprises.
So you're saying you don't like it when old friends turn up with a dead body on your doorstep?
It's not ideal, but this doesn't need to take long.
What do you mean?
It has been a pretty intense day. We've logged the other bystanders from the crash.
How many were there?
4. With yours, 5 now. But our operatives said the ship was completely empty.
Yeah, Jack thinks it was an automated research ship.
Right, so there's little to no risk of extraterrestrial contamination.
Bit of a leap.
That's what the reports say.
The unit reports?
Yeah.
The people who normally leave a job lot of footprints and a unit was here scrawling alien goo.
The people who beat you to the crash site?
The people who missed a body.
Oh, fair point. That is a little distressing. I'll have to make a note of that.
Look, I don't want to get anyone into trouble. We found him on the edge of the forest and we scanned the body.
Oh, the edge of the forest?
Yes, the edge of the forest.
Can you pinpoint exactly? I've got a map of our crash site. Hang on.
Oh, so it's your crash site, is it? Your crash site. Okay.
Show me, roughly.
There, I think. Yeah. We called in at that petrol station beforehand. Yandu bought a bag of Welsh cakes. They're very nice, actually.
Oh, that's nearly 2 miles from the crash.
Yeah.
And this line here, satellites show that this was the ship's landing path. Over the other side of the forest completely.
You're trying to say...
No, it's fine. Just this body is potentially completely unrelated to the incident.
Bit of a coincidence if it is.
I'm just saying it's not surprising that we missed it.
Him?
Him. Yes. But if the victim's not within the mile boundary, we can't class them as a Xeno spectator.
Okay, but if you just listen to...
Don't worry. Look, even if he's not involved, you did the right thing bringing him here. Thank you. We don't need to rush anything. I can log the body and the team can schedule a post-mortem in a few weeks' time.
No. No, sorry. I don't want you putting him into storage. I know what this place is, Martha.
That doesn't surprise me. You spy on UNIT as much as UNIT spies on you.
No. No, I mean, I know what this place is.
It's a victim retrieval station?
It's a black hole. How big is the morgue here?
Feel free to take a look, straight through the double doors there. But that is not what you're asking, is it?
I know how UNIT works these days. Black helicopters, soldiers in the shadows, everything locked away in vaults. Bodies come in here and they just...
What? You think that we forget all about them? You don't think there's a team of personnel dedicated to getting answers, contacting families, arranging funerals?
I'm not criticizing you. Come on, you're not like this. That's why this guy, look at him, Arthur, look at him. He's basically a kid. There's a family out there who won't know what's happened to him, and I need to know what's happened to him too, Martha.
So you want me to speed things along?
We can skip over all, you know, the formalities, can't we? I don't want a mountain of paperwork.
You don't want due diligence?
There's due diligence, and then there's, I don't know, the UNIT way?
Yeah, whereas you bung a body into the boot of your car, drive all the way to Hereford, ask a mate to do an autopsy on the sly. That's what, the Torchwood way?
I just want answers, Martha. I want to know what's going on. You doing all right? You seem a little on edge.
Yeah, it's fine. Long day, long everything. Look, Gwen, I've got 4 other bodies on ice through there. Why is this one getting the special treatment?
You didn't let me finish. When we found him, we scanned him, okay? And look at these readings.
Wait, what kind of scanner is that?
Does it matter? The body's dead, yeah?
My official diagnosis? Yeah, he's pretty dead.
So why does my scanner show signs of life?
Okay. Thank you. Could you pass the scissors? I'll remove the clothes.
Oh, I never liked this bit.
What bit?
Oh, I don't know. The beginning. You don't have any of the answers. Or, you know, all you have is this, the trauma up front, you know? But we'll find the truth. We'll find the truth tonight.
Or however long it takes. No sense in rushing things.
But if there's life here, we need to act fast.
Gwen, I don't mean to sound harsh, but there's no life here.
I showed you my scanner.
Well, let me show you mine. The far wall, big screen in the middle, that's been monitoring him since his arrival.
It's blank.
Exactly. Let's just work through this methodically, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I suppose you know what you're doing. You first came to Torchwood for an autopsy, didn't you?
Yep.
So long ago now, so much has changed.
I'll start by conducting the initial exterior examination of the body. Would you like to stand
back? I'm fine
here. No, I'd like you to stand back.
Okay.
Further. Behind the yellow line.
Why so far away? Because them's the rules?
map.
Ooh.
And they're all for a reason.
Oh, my mouth's all numb.
If you'd like to get back behind the yellow line.
What is this stuff?
It's a stasis mist. Floods this half of the lab for sterilization.
And not the other half?
It's a clever mist.
Ugh. Isn't it affecting you? I feel like I'm at a dentist.
You get used to it, the numbing sensation.
No, thanks.
Gwen, you can't do that. It's a procedure for all bodies.
No, we're okay. Feeling's coming back now, thank God. Oh, can't exactly talk to you when that thing's going on, can I?
Yeah, but we're not going to talk. I'm going to record this, and you need to keep quiet.
What am I, an naughty schoolgirl? Oh, what's in here?
If you touch anything you shouldn't, I'll send you to the headmaster's office. But seriously, Gwen...
Ah, I didn't need to bring you fizz, did I? You've already got some. Artfully chilling with the blood samples. Oh, ooh. Who got you this, then? The lovely fiancé?
Just a friend. Let's get this post-mortem over with, then we can catch up and chat.
Right, well, you're the boss.
Before we begin, I assume we don't have any identification.
Nope, no ID on the body. Suspicious.
Maybe he just went for a walk without his wallet.
And phone?
Maybe he just wanted to be left alone. I can understand that. Dr. Martha Jones. Senior medical officer, time is 9:05 p.m.
And nobody's been reported missing in the area. Jack and Yanto are checking into a B&B and speaking to locals.
Yeah, missing reports take time. We'll run his ID later. If I can just...
Okay, yes. Carry on. I'll stand here and pass the test tubes.
Preliminary investigation into death of Caucasian male, estimated age 17 to 19 years old, around 5'11". I ought to be exact. Gwen, can you find a tape measure?
Maybe you keep it with a Prosecco.
We'll establish the body's height and weight later. Okay, external examination of the body shows a male of average build, well-nourished. We'll begin with the eyes. The subject wasn't anemic. No petechial hemorrhaging, no bruising around the neck, unlikely to have been strangled, no scarring on the face, arms... torso.
Look at the back of his head.
Legs. Feet.
Nobody cares about his feet. Look at the back of his head.
Analyzing the fingertips. No nicotine staining. Likely a non-smoker.
It wasn't smoking that killed him.
The nails seem clean, a little long.
Martha!
Gwen, you asked me to do an autopsy. I am doing an autopsy.
The back of his head, though.
I will turn over the body shortly. Fine. I will turn over the body now. Help me. I observe on the back of his head.
Told you so.
The skull has been fractured. Wound approximately 2 inches in diameter. If I remove the wood fragments embedded in the wound for analysis.
So we agree, he's been hit in the back of his head.
If you know how he died, why are we doing this?
Because my scanner says otherwise.
I don't care what that says. I don't exactly trust.
Don't exactly trust what? Tortured technology. Is that what you were about to say?
Well, it's a little, you know, it's cobbled together.
From other planets?
Yeah, I have been to other planets. Some of them are still in the Dark Ages.
I could have taken his body back to the hub, you know, ran his ID there. We've just salvaged an ID unit from the planet Barathic. Identifies a face in a millisecond.
Uh-huh. And what's wrong with it?
Only recognizes dogs.
And where's your scanner from? Planet Cat?
Less of the sarcasm.
That's a real place, Gwen.
Well, this little beauty is actually from a planet called Hax. And it's working perfectly fine. And it's telling me that there's life here.
I've been to Hax. If you speak too loudly at Hax, then they bruise. You've always got to make sure that... Oh, that's it, isn't it? Pass me the scanner.
What are you looking at?
The settings. They're on normal.
Yeah, so?
The Haxans are a hypersensitive race. Normal for them isn't normal for us. If you're going to use this on humans, it needs to be on a tenth of this. Detecting life, yeah? How are we defining that? Our skin can stay alive 24 hours after death.
Seriously?
Yeah. It survives on its own, via osmosis.
Wow. All right.
So this is just a natural phenomenon. And I'm right to be skeptical, aren't I? You're using this scanner and you don't even know who programmed it. You? Jack?
Tosh.
Oh. Sorry.
No, it's... guess we should have updated it by now, or... I just want to know what happened to him, this kid, who he was.
Well, we've got a pretty good idea. He was a left-handed hairdresser recently fired and meeting someone in the forest for a sexual rendezvous. Back in one sec.
Whoa, where are you going? Martha! Martha! What is this? Is this... Martha! Don't hide in there. You were just starting to get interesting.
Charming.
What are you doing?
There's normally an assistant in the obs room here. They witness the autopsy and fill in... these forms for me.
All right. And you're expecting me to...
Well, there's only three of them. No, four. And the last one's in two parts, so...
What did I say about avoiding the paperwork?
Well, if you don't do it, I'm going to have to. And this is body number five. I'm expected to be looking pleasantly astounded in a pub in half an hour. I won't be pleasantly astounded. I'll be standing at a bar and screaming.
Okay, no screaming tonight. Just talk me through the Sherlock Holmes act and we can work it out from there. Hello?
I'm still here.
No, the speaker just... Did you hear me? Was that feedback?
Coming.
So, are you going to tell her we're not filling out forms, or am I? Hello? Hello?
Right then, if we just...
Shh!
Gwen?
She just spoke to me.
Sorry?
The body just spoke to me.
Are you sure? He can't be alive. We'd have detected something.
Maybe your scanner is as dodgy as ours.
But even cataleptic, he'd... Help me turn him back over. There's definitely no pulse, but...
I knew something wasn't right. I just had this sensation all night.
What did he say?
He said, I.
I?
I. Yeah.
I, or like...
Yeah, just like that.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, that's acceptable. That's gas escaping from the body.
You what, gas?
A dead body. There's a buildup of... And we've been moving him around. It's inevitable that we've shifted stuff inside him. I mean, thank goodness it didn't come out the other end. That's all I'm saying.
It just seems so... I don't know. Never mind. Let's just file that under unexplained for now.
Well, it's not unexplained. I just explained it.
Then explain how you deduced all the other stuff. No? Left-handed. I'm guessing he wore a watch on his right hand.
And... He wasn't wearing a watch. I don't think anyone under 30 does anymore. No, it's the calluses on his left hand. Look, ring finger and thumb. I reckon he uses scissors regularly for a living.
Or could be... Who else uses scissors? A tailor?
No, look at the scissors I used to remove the clothes. They're larger scissors. The calluses would be spread across the fore and middle fingers. This man holds, or rather held, scissors with small round eyes. Coupled with his regularly bleached hair, his lack of split ends...
Oh, I don't know. The boy's got some serious roots showing.
Hence, recently fired. Neither the need nor the means to maintain his hair regularly.
And the sexual rendezvous?
See the jock strap he was wearing?
Maybe he does sports.
The colour, the choice of fabric, suggest otherwise. Plus, he's flat-footed. Not that flat-footed people can't do sports, but I notice his shoes are missing supportive insoles, so he wasn't going to be doing much running. And then when you factor in his lack of wallet, lack of phone, if this is a discreet meeting, reluctant to risk his valuables...
Okay, all right. I get it. I suppose it all fits together neatly. Your job's turned you into a bit of a detective, then.
About 90% of my time is spent with dead bodies.
Don't boast about that.
So is that enough to satisfy you this evening?
What do you mean?
Well, if you're not satisfied, just leave some comments in the relevant sections and my team can follow up tomorrow.
What is this?
What?
No offence, Martha, but it sounds like you're a lot more interested in ticking the right boxes than finding out what killed him.
Oh, don't be like this, Gwen. Not today. We know what killed him.
Do we?
Do you want me to analyse the wound fragments in front of you? With the twigs, the bracken? He hit his head on the floor, impact of the crash, knocked him over. That's what happened to the other four.
But we've already established he wasn't with the other four. He's on the other side of the forest. So how was he injured? If he was meeting somebody for sex, why didn't we find anyone else?
Maybe they escaped. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he wears nice underwear to walk his dog.
Didn't find a dog either.
Well, use your bloody dog detector and find it then.
Martha, please.
No, you're expecting it to be more than it is. This doesn't fall under unit jurisdiction. This is a job for the police.
It just doesn't feel right.
Well, I can't help you with that. That's not how we work.
So unit just plows on unfeelingly then?
You know that's not what I meant.
If we just find out who he is, please, maybe we can ring the local hairdressers.
At this time.
Oh, so saving the world should be a 9-to-5.
This isn't saving the world. This is mopping up leftovers.
Oh, wow. So he's leftovers now.
No. He is the fifth dead victim I've dealt with today, and it isn't pretty, and it isn't rewarding, and sometimes you just have to say enough is enough.
Is there nothing we can do? One last favor for me, please.
I can run his identity. Would that satisfy you?
Thank you.
But this is the last thing that we are doing tonight.
Fine.
I'll take a swab from his cheek and we'll cross-check it with DNA records nationwide.
Great. Wait. You can do that?
Unit develops its own technology. We don't just nick everything that falls off the back of a spaceship.
Do you need any assistance?
I need assistance with the paperwork, but you seem pretty immune to that. You can prise open his jaw, but it won't be very pleasant.
Sometimes our work doesn't get to be pleasant.
You don't have to tell me that.
So, what do I do?
It's probably too early for the rigor mortis to have dissipated. If it's clamped shut, you might want to...
Martha!
Yeah?
I don't mean to alarm you.
She said, alarmed. What's up?
Look at the face. The skin, it's moving.
Okay, I'll handle this.
But be careful.
Well, it's not going to bite.
Oh, God. Maggots.
Yeah. Not nice. But this is strange.
More than strange. It's disgusting, man.
No, I mean, I don't want to give your gut feelings any credence.
Thank you, Dr. Jones.
But this is the first indication that there's a bit of an issue here.
What do you mean?
Maggots. At this stage of decay. This doesn't fit in with our timeline. The spaceship crashed late last night. These maggots show at least 3 days' growth.
So you're admitting there's a problem?
I'm admitting there's an anomaly. And that doesn't mean it's alien interference. It could just mean that... Where was the body found?
I already showed you on the map.
No, I mean specifically. How high up? How cool?
Not like I have a temperature to hand.
Was the body lying in shade, in damp?
I'm not quite sure, but yeah, to both. I don't know.
Okay, all the more reason to put this on ice and come back to it later. We've got an entomologist assigned here. I'm sure she'd explain why the maggots are so advanced. And even if she can't, this was an alien ship passing overhead, knocking over a civilian. I mean, who knows what effects a space drive has on human life, even 2 miles away. Maybe it microwaved its insides, encouraged maggot growth. The outside skin remains unaffected. Xeno-extrapolation isn't so much a science as an educated, analytical guessing game. Sometimes the answers aren't easy.
Okay. But we can still find out who he is.
You just don't quit, do you? Okay, if you hold his jaw...
You hold the jaw. I'll take the swab.
I'd prefer to do it.
I'm making you do all the work. I want to do my bit. I also don't want to touch his jaw.
Do you know what to do?
No, do you know what to do? It's a swab. It's just a swab. How hard can it be?
Well, make sure you wash your hands after this. You ought to be wearing gloves.
Oh, really? Oh, I was just about to go and lick my fingers.
Oh, just swab it.
There we go. Easy peasy.
Thank you. I'll close the jaw. I'll run this through the database. I don't know how long it'll take.
It's fine. I'm in a rush.
You don't have a surprise party to get to.
Just go. I'll wait here and do what needs to be done.
I'm not leaving you in here. Hopefully this won't take too long.
Good. While we're waiting then, is now the time to pop open the Prosecco?
Absolutely not.
We can catch up at least.
How are Jack and Yanto?
Yeah, they're, good. And you, is everything okay with you?
Yeah, good, it's good.
Good, everything's good. So we're now presuming that the body dies before the crash?
Oh, no, we're not presuming anything at the moment.
But it's starting to add up. I know the whole hair and nails thing didn't make sense.
Checking DNA now. What's not making sense?
The roots. Just because a hairdresser gets fired doesn't mean they stop caring about their appearance. A person's job isn't their life.
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
And the nails. I'm all for au naturel, but I can't see this young man rocking these talons.
Maybe he's a classical guitarist.
Do you need long nails for that?
We met the man who invented the guitar. I'm trying to remember his name.
I was impressed at your deductions before, Martha, but now I think you're letting the facts blind you.
Excuse me?
Well, you know what I mean. You want him out having sex, playing a guitar? He's not a wandering randy minstrel. That doesn't fit who he is.
You don't know that.
But that's what I feel. I feel he's just a kid. Kids don't leave their phones behind. They're surgically attached to them. He was out there. All alone, probably scared. There are questions here. I think it's got something to do with the time of death. Because we're forgetting something important, aren't we? Hair and nails grow post-mortem, don't they?
Nope.
Nope, as in you didn't forget?
Nope, as in they don't grow post-mortem. Sorry to blind you with the facts again, but that's a common myth about keratin. Hair and nails are made from?
I know what keratin is, thank you very much.
When the body dries out, the skin retracts, exposing the follicles, and basically it just looks like they've grown.
Oh, thought I got that from Silent Witness. Really impressed the boys with that fact.
Well, it wasn't a fact. I'm sorry it doesn't match with what you're feeling.
Are you absolutely sure that's the case?
Seriously? I mean, I might be the one with a medical degree, but...
Yeah, but if I search online...
I am really trying not to take offence here. You won't get a signal, by the way.
Why? Have you blocked it?
No. Welcome to Hereford.
Bit of a come down after Switzerland.
Switzerland, Mongolia, Alaska, hanging out with a woman called Kristen in Iceland, chilling out with the Maori in New Zealand, and then Hereford. But maybe UNIT shouldn't have bothered sending me all around the world. They could have just Googled all their problems.
Well, this Googler is struggling. You're right, my signal needs a boost. Ah, you said my scanner was oversensitive, yeah? If I plug it into my phone...
Wait, what?
It's got a GUI connector. I can stick it in anywhere.
Welcome to Torchwood.
Aha, full bar, there we go.
Right, well, while you try and undermine 5 years of medical school, I will see how the DNA is getting on.
It's nothing personal. I just swear the nails weren't this long when we found him. And I was saying to Jack, we could just... Oh, speak of the devil.
Oh, what's he saying?
I said this a while back. He's, nothing, just... checked into the B&B.
Well, I'm glad he's off duty.
Actually, can you give him a call? Maybe he can do some soil analysis where the body was found.
No, look, don't let me distract you from your work, okay? Don't let me do that.
That's a first. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm gonna... Do you know what? I haven't washed my hands yet. Do you have a bathroom here?
Just use the sink.
No, I really ought to, visit the little girl's room anyway.
Okay. Out there, go left, end of the corridor.
Thanks, won't be long.
Well, what is that all about?
Oh, thank you for being so quick.
So, we have a name for you now. Jonathan D. That will make Gwen happy. Apologies, Jonathan. We'll be wrapping up shortly, as soon as Gwen's back. Hello?
Oh, hi, Sergeant Kelly. How's the incident progressing? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm glad it's all been so good. Yeah? Of course I'll come to the debriefing. The Dog and Duck? Yeah, I know where that is. I'll set off shortly. I just need to... I said I'll set off shortly. Sorry, the line's... I think the satellite... I'll make a note for IT to... Actually, is Private Phillips there? Can you tell him... Already given me a match. Sorry, Sergeant Kelly, I'll call you back.
So, what have you found now? Oh, that's not good. That's not good at all.
So, Jonathan, if you are Jonathan, there are two possibilities. Option one, there's been a mistake, or option two, and I really don't want it to be option two, but... Okay. If she really is in the bathroom, I'm gonna feel a little awkward about this, but something tells me the CCTV will show us that she... Yep, there she is. Rooting around in my office. How lovely. Option two it is. Dr. Martha Jones, Senior Medical Officer, authorization 310307. Lock down the base.
Hey, what's going on?
I've put the base into lockdown.
Why?
Well, if we're trusting your gut, something's wrong here, so we need to sort it out.
I thought we weren't giving my gut feelings any credence.
Things change.
And lockdown means...
Nobody gets in or out.
Oh, I know that's what lockdown means, Martha. You don't have to get creepy about it. I was going to say it means you won't be getting to the pub after all. That's just a shame.
Work comes first.
Very much your mantra these days, isn't it?
Found the bathroom okay, did you?
I did, thank you very much.
Good. I'm so glad.
Sorry, did I miss something when I was away? The mood's got a little...
Actually, yes, we got a name, Jonathan D.
Okay, let's see if he's on social media. Jonathan D.
I've got his date of birth, his national insurance number.
You'll never believe it.
What?
He's a classical guitarist.
Seriously?
This video was uploaded 3 days ago. Look at his hair.
A lot shorter, yeah, but when was it recorded?
Same evening, according to the description. Gig in Wrexham. So how is it this length 3 days later? It's the hair and nails. I keep coming back to them. That's my biggest issue here. I just can't shake it.
Fine, if I take a small cutting, we can see if there's anything up with the... Just a moment. Did you move my scissors?
The scissors?
I pointed them out to you. Did you... They were definitely here.
Well, they're not there now.
Enough of this. Where are they?
You accusing me?
Well, maybe you moved them.
Or maybe I took them. Is that what you're saying?
I got two names, Gwen.
What?
On the DNA scan. Two names. First, Jonathan D. Second, yours.
What?
The DNA changed. Visibly altered. You can do an internet search if you like, and you'll see that DNA doesn't do that. That either means that you contaminated the swab or it's chameleon technology.
Okay. How did you know?
Oh, shit, so I'm right.
No. How did you know that's what Jack's text said?
Which Jack's text?
What they found on the ship. Chameleon technology, his exact words. So you knew about it and you kept it from me.
Oh, no, you're the one who kept it from me. I'm deducing it now. There was nothing in our site report.
Oh, that's a bit weird, isn't it? You had your operatives checking that ship out all morning, and they managed to miss the key detail.
Our team isn't as good as yours, is that what you want me to say?
Or maybe they did find something. Maybe they brought it back. And maybe, just maybe, it's taken the place of a unit medical officer.
No. If there's anybody here who isn't who they say they are, snooping around my office, I saw you on the monitor.
I'm trying to get answers. I'm trying to find out who you are.
All night you've been acting weird, and if I think about it, there's no reason whatsoever why you drive all the way out to Hereford with the body in your boot.
Because to see you. I thought you'd help. But instead I find somebody who's all about the rules and doesn't really care. And I honestly can't tell right now, right? If you are someone who's been crushed by the system or someone who isn't human.
Wow.
And where do you think you're going? Where do you think you're going, Martha?
To phone a friend. Well, colleague.
And now Sergeant Kelly isn't answering.
Convenient.
She literally called a few minutes ago. She's probably, you know, lying around. She'll ring back in a moment.
And what will Sergeant Kelly say?
She's going to confirm that we didn't find anything extraterrestrial on the site.
And what if she's been taken over too? Another alien clone?
Yeah. Invasion of Earth, one rural pub at a time.
The boys are driving over as we speak. I just needed to keep you busy.
Oh, this is so offensive. And what are you going to do for proof?
I don't need to prove anything to you.
I witnessed you abusing my trust.
I am not letting either of us out of here until I'm satisfied that you are either A, extraterrestrial, or B, sorry.
Maybe if I test you. You've mentioned Jack and Yanto. You could have found out tortured personnel from unit records. But what about other stuff, The details. A friend would know. What about the name of my husband?
Oh, shit.
You don't know, do you?
No, I do. I've just briefly forgotten. Oh, shit, I'm a bad friend. Reese, it's Reese.
Took you long enough.
Gwen, this is so stupid.
How much do you know of me?
How much do you know of me? What's my mum's name? My sister's?
You have told me. Well, I know the name of your fiancé, at least. Tom, yes, Tom, handsome Tom.
Well, you're wrong. That is not the name of my fiancé.
Now I know you're lying.
No, Gwen, I don't have a fiancé anymore.
What do you mean? Are you two not... Oh, God, Martha. Oh, you can spot calluses on fingers and thumbs, and I can't even spot a missing engagement ring. When did this happen?
Around the time of your Christmas due, actually.
So that's why you didn't cut... That's why... Martha.
No, it's fine. I mean, it was... Well, it wasn't fine. Of course it wasn't bloody fine. It was terrible.
You should have called.
You should have called. Maybe it's to be expected that we've drifted. It doesn't mean that I'm some alien clone. I've been an alien clone. And how disappointing would it be if after all this time you see me again and I'm an alien clone?
It would be a bit crap.
You know what? I'm gonna go back to my first thought, which is that you contaminated the swab. Because taking a swab is such a simple thing to do, and of course you'd mess it up, and there is no way that any chameleon would be able to replicate this pig-headedness.
You know what, I'm gonna take that. But the stuff Jack found.
Oh, I can't explain that, what he found on the ship. That needs to be investigated properly, and not by the two of us late at night. I wanna get out of here, I wanna be done. I wanna be done with all of this. I am tired, Gwen. Bouncing from country to country, and the work is important, I know that, but so much of it is the ordinary, the everyday. Even in unit, most of what I do is admin. And there's nothing to get curious about anymore. I towed the planet Earth through space. Do you think I want to be sitting indoors doing paperwork? I want to get away. Not just from Hereford. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Hereford, just this, the desk, the uniform, the forms, the everything.
Now, this is the Martha I know.
Yeah, well, the Martha you know isn't being realistic. Look, that's all chat for the pub. Back to the issue at hand, please.
The whole alien clone thing.
Yeah, if there is some kind of Xeno double, logically, it's either you, me, or the body. It's not you.
And I guess it's not you.
And the body is definitely, definitely dead. Trust me on that, Gwen.
Do you think whatever it is making us paranoid?
I think that's just us. I said it before, you want it to be more than it is, and I guess I do too. But it's not. Not this time.
Do you want a hand with those?
I'll manage.
I am sorry about Tom, Mother. And if the job's getting to you, you know there's a post with us. Jack's kept it vacant all this time.
I'm not joining Torchwood. Not yet. There's just so much sadness there these days, like it's baked into the bay. I don't mean to sound harsh.
No, it's good to be honest.
I just want to... Oh, I don't know. Do something crazy. But let's just get back to work. I need to sign this off.
No. No more work tonight. You've been swamped as it is. Stop it with the paperwork. Put the body, put Jonathan away. I'll stay over at the pub. Tomorrow, you can move to your next post and I'll come back here and set things right, okay?
Okay. Okay, let's call it a night.
And you're happy for me to crash your party, yeah?
Well, I don't think I have much choice in that, do I? Do you want your trolley back, or...?
You know, you can hang on to it. Maybe it's a bad luck charm. Sadness baked into the bay. You've got to do something about that. Martha?
Yeah. No, yeah, fine. You know what, Gwen? There is one outstanding issue I have with the body. The one thing that makes me think there's something wrong. It's the lack of blue feet.
The lack of what?
Blue feet. It's an affliction of young male corpses when they've been lying outside for a while. The blood congregates in the heels and toes, and it's strange but completely natural. Blue feet. Yes.
I'm definitely Googling that.
But we'll deal with that later. By the way, I think I might have left those scissors in the obs room. I'll go look for them. Can you help me?
What?
Together? Let's go to the observation room together. Look for the scissors, Gwen. Gwendolyn Cooper.
Okay, I don't want any trouble.
So what's wrong?
Look at the body.
What about it?
You were the one obsessing about it. The hair, the nails.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten shorter.
Are you sure?
Only by a fraction, but I noticed it.
I can't really tell from here.
Oh, I am all about the little details, Gwen, trust me.
You're 100% sure? What does it mean? I'm guessing a reduction in keratin. That's... that feedback thing again.
It keeps happening. Maybe it's got something to do with the body, the biomagnetic field. Maybe that's what it's hiding behind.
Slow down just a moment.
We've been way too slow on this already. You told Jack and Yanto that hair and nails grow after death.
Yeah?
And you were standing over the body at the time?
Yeah.
And then I told you were wrong.
Don't ram it in.
We were with the body then too.
So you reckon?
Yes, it's learning, it's adapting, and it is listening.
Like we're all the time trying to be the perfect dead body, so the blue feet stuff.
A hypothesis. If we go back through and his feet are blue...
But why would it change so openly in front of us?
It already has, with the hair and the nails. It wants to be the perfect dead body for the next time.
But what's to stop us telling people? It thinks it's going to outlive us, doesn't it?
Not a nice thought.
What is it then? Some kind of shapeshifter?
Okay, let's think. You're an intelligent chameleon arriving on this planet. You know we'll detect your ship. Use that. Pretend to be human. Pretend to be a dead human. Get yourself smuggled into an organization adept at dealing with aliens. First you take over the experts, and then the organization, and then the whole system.
I don't like where this is going.
Wherever it's going, you were right all along, Gwen. And I am so sorry.
Don't be, please, don't be. I wouldn't have spotted anything without your dear stalker.
But if it uses dead bodies, and I was so insistent on putting it in with storage, with an army of corpses...
The other victims, where are they?
No, don't worry about them. They're in deep freeze. That's what we need to do with this one. Come on, that should be enough time. I want to take a look at its feet.
It's listening.
Well, that's what we're established.
No, Martha, right now. It's listening. Oh, Christ alive!
Damn, should have checked that the speakers weren't on. Hi there, do you understand us?
Shall we take that as a yes?
Oh, walking dead body. That's fine.
Dead body? We've both faced worse than this.
I'm gonna lock the door.
Give yourself a pat on the back, sir.
Sorry?
And the feet. They're blue.
Yeah, well, we'll celebrate that later. The way it's stumbling around, I'm not sure that it can see. I'm trying to find us by our voice.
Can't work out where we are then. Getting confused by the speakers.
Oh, what's it doing? I think it's pulling something out.
Oh, I don't see any more markers. I'm going to throw up. Oh, what the hell?
So that is where my scissors got to.
How did they get inside here?
Clearly it absorbs things. Maybe that's what happened to poor Jonathan.
Well, it's not going to absorb us. My gun's in the car. We can try and make a run for it.
I think it's worked out where we are.
You definitely locked the door.
It's not the door I'm worried about.
Not good. We're cornered. Is there anything you to throw at it?
Here you go. Fill it some.
What is that going to do? Paper cut it to death?
Oh, come up with something,
them.
Well, we've got to get past it, back to the lab.
No, let's get outside.
We are in lockdown, remember? Trust me, I have a plan.
Okay.
Hey, this way, remember me? Yes, I'm the one who drove you here. Was happy to do it when you were dead, but I think now you owe me some petrol money, okay? Now, Martha, now.
You don't like that, do you? Huh? Don't know who to follow. Ah! Now, and while you're figuring that out, my turn to leap through a window! Right, what do you need me to do?
Just keep it back as long as you can.
Okay.
You're not the time for Prosecco.
No, the blood packs. Are these samples from different people?
Yeah, but why? Oh, if it's a chameleon.
Might get a little confused with all these different blood types.
Worth a shot.
We'll slit these bad boys open and go full carry on it. Yeah, something's definitely happening. Death, new arms, new legs. Oh, Christ, that's disgusting.
Oh, a lot of maggots in there.
Yeah, we're confusing it. It's trying to be lots of different people at once.
Hasn't stopped it, though.
As long as it's behind the yellow line.
What are you going to do? Uh-oh!
Yep, stasis missed.
Will it restrain it?
I don't know. I've tried reprogramming it. This mist is meant to deal with foreign contaminants. I've yanked up the threshold.
So maybe it'll think the alien is an infection.
Yeah.
Martha, there, just a minute. I don't think this mist is going to hold much longer.
I just need to boost the threshold.
It's getting really close to the yellow line. What happens when it crosses that?
Well, we're pretty much through.
Hey, you need a boost?
It's the hip only.
Do you need it to be hypersensitive?
Where's your scanner?
By its feet. If we think about this.
No, I've done way too much thinking lately.
When did you learn to roll like that?
Military training's good for something. So how do I, the gooey bit?
Gooey bit.
There we go.
Excellent teamwork.
Don't get too cocky.
Sound too happy!
If this computer overloads, it'll take everything in the lab out with it.
As in, boom!
Yeah, boom.
Now that's the tortured way!
We better get out of here if we don't want to join the fireworks.
How long have we got?
Dr. Martha Jones, Senior Medical Officer, authorization 310-307. Temporary release lockdown. 30 seconds.
Run!
Oh, I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Dr. Martha Jones, you're bloody brilliant.
I did not think tonight would get this wild.
We haven't even made it to the Dog and Duck yet.
Yeah. Do you think it's gone?
Look, the mist.
It's not usually that colour.
Lucky buck from it, wherever that corpse was. Maybe it's merged with the mist. Weakened, but still there.
I think we're okay. It won't survive much longer. The stasis stuff fades away when exposed to an open environment. And we don't even know what it was. What it wanted, where it came from.
Things to get curious about after all.
I guess you're right. Come on then. To the pub.
Are you sure that's what you want to do?
What do you mean?
Look at this place. It's on fire.
Yeah, there'll be lots of explaining to do. I'll take full responsibility.
No. Just blame Torchwood. I mean, you talked about getting away. Well, there's every chance that Dr. Martha Jones of UNIT died in that fire.
You mean?
Maybe this is your chance, Martha. Slightly dramatic way to hand in your notice, but... You want adventure? Take yourself off grid for a bit, explore? Go freelance?
I don't know.
You can always, always come back from the dead. Got a friend who's adept at that, haven't we? Think about it. This chap in the car. You said something in there. Sometimes the answers aren't easy. But whatever you choose to do, Torch will be here for you. I will be here for you.
Thank you, Gwen. Maybe not the dog and duck then. Let's drive to Wales in the morning. Go visit the parents of Jonathan Dee. And then maybe it's time to disappear.
Should have grabbed the Prosecco. Who's the friend who said that?
I don't think you know him.
Oh, so it's him, eh? Oh. Will he be joining you on your freelance work?
Maybe.
You have been listening to Torchwood, Dissected, by Tim Foley. Gwen Cooper was played by Eve Miles, and Martha Jones by Freema Agyeman. The producer was James Goss, script editor and director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.